Hey, what's up, everybody? Happy Wednesday of the second bye week of the year. I'm Eric Kane alongside Matt Ray. A lot to get into here. No game coming up this week, but boy, two back-to-back big important wins over rivals and a lot of recruits. It was a star-studded field for both weekends. We got a lot to get into here on this recruiting mini podcast, VolQuest.com. We call Trail Tidbits each and every day. So Matt Ray's on here. We got a whole list of guys to get into. I'm literally just going to kick it to Matt. He's gonna talk, and I'm going to direct behind the scenes. Let's start here with one of the guys who are OVing, former Clemson defensive line commit, really, really good player. Tennessee would love to add him to this class of 2025, Isaiah Campbell.
Yeah, I mean, huge to get Isaiah Campbell to town, something Tennessee's been trying to do for months. Obviously, you knew when he decommitted from Clemson that the Vols were going to have a chance to do so. Visit went really well. You know, if you haven't watched his interview with Austin Price, if you haven't watched all of our official visit interviews with Austin Price, go do so. I'll just leave that one in with Campbell, and you know that it's there for the rest. But, you know, I talked to Isaiah Campbell on Thursday ahead of the visit. He's really locked into what Tennessee has told him. He was really focused on seeing the football side of things, and all of that lined up throughout the weekend. A visit that went really well. I think the people around Tennessee have been huge for him. Rodney Garner, Coach Chop, you know, the guys already in the defensive line room, the guys that he's heard from, you know, the guys on the support staff. I think Isaiah Campbell had a blast at Tennessee this weekend. You know, we'll see what's next for him. I think that's important. You know, I think the more you talk to people, if North Carolina was in a good spot right now as a football program, then I think they're a very real threat, and they very well still could be. He's a guy that is kind of a homebody. You know, Clemson, he's got longstanding relationships there. Is he going to recommit to a school? I'm not sure that that's the case, but he definitely has a good relationship there, you know, with Nick Eason and the staff under Dabo Swinney. So, you know, I think for Tennessee, it went about as well as it could have gone this weekend. And, you know, you just got to continue pushing to the finish line.
The atmosphere was clutch. It was insane. I was flabbergasted. I was like, oh my gosh, it was so crazy. I was amazed. I was having the best time. So much fun. I mean, that's a pretty daggone good quote right there from a guy that you really, really want a top 50 player or you know, one of the better players, you know, in the country.
Yeah, number 32 in the on three, right?
Yeah. Top 40 player, top 35 player. Let's go to a linebacker who just recently decommitted from a fellow SEC program. Also was on an OV, Austin Howard.
Yeah, continues to be an interesting recruitment. Tennessee's worked, again, another guy they've worked since the summer to try to get to campus. It's never lined up. You get him here this weekend. Visit went really well. Tennessee showed him a lot of things that he wanted to see. Vanderbilt's very much in the thick of this recruitment. You know, he was committed there at one point before he flipped to Mississippi State. Clark Lee, his program, has continued to recruit him. He will be back there this weekend, and they're going to try to kill any momentum that Tennessee has and most likely try to get him to shut it down, is kind of my opinion of that. We'll see where it goes. I think the further that it goes for Tennessee, the better, the more, you know, more of a chance that they have. He had a really good trip. I mean, he saw a lot of different things. Tennessee's linebackers played very, very well on Saturday night. But Vanderbilt's in this, and I think it's going to be very interesting just to kind of see how the process unfolds for Austin Howard. He talked about taking a couple of different visits. Will those happen? You know, we'll see. But I definitely don't think you can discount Vanderbilt. And Tennessee's very much in the mix of it. But, you know, again, this is a recruitment that has been interesting to follow, you know, really since he burst onto the scene.
Let me ask you this, and again, like I know you said Vandy's been in this from the beginning. He was once committed there, but like any random Tennessee fan's going to say, Vandy, really? Why does he like Vanderbilt? So, to the best of your knowledge, why does he like Vanderbilt so much?
Yeah, I think he's connected very well with that staff. He sees some stuff academically that he really likes there. It's a little bit closer to home for him, obviously. So I think those things factor in. There's probably a little bit more of a chance to get there and get on the field early as well. Yeah. And I think they've sold him on being a centerpiece of what they want to do defensively for a long time. And, you know, I think all of those things add up. And I think Tennessee's done a good job and has continued to never go away in this recruitment. I think William Minge has done a really good job with him. But, you know, this is one of those – it's going to be interesting to see what he chooses to do. And does he take another visit after Vanderbilt somewhere? Does he return to a Tennessee in November? Because he'll have the opportunity to. They're going to host, you know, Mississippi State, a school that he was committed to at one point. You know, just backed off that pledge today at the time of this recording. They're going to host Kentucky. So, you know, he could have a chance to get back to Tennessee. So we'll see, you know, if he visits both of those schools again after this visit this weekend to end October. Does he go take in a school like Memphis? Is, you know, that's something that he's kicked around. It's all around an interesting recruitment. I think he's just really trying to do his due diligence.
Yeah, backed off that Mississippi State pledge here at the beginning of the week since, you know, being at Tennessee, so important to remember that. Let's jump to 2026, an offensive lineman priority from Providence Day. Obviously, a great relationship with Sanders, who's five-star prospect in this 25 class. Leo Delaney, you had a chance to catch up with Leo Delaney. What did he have to say about his latest trek to Tennessee?
Yeah, once-in-a-lifetime experience is how he described it. And, you know, Leo Delaney's been to Tennessee numerous times. He's kind of snuck in under the radar back in June. You know, he's been here for, you know, countless junior day events, you know, this, you know, game day for Kent State, back again here. Tennessee continues to just really impress Leo Delaney. He had a blast in the locker room after the game. He had a blast storming the field. He had a blast being around David Sanders. He left all smiles on Saturday night. And, you know, I said this on the Rocky Top Rewind, Leo Delaney's a lot like David Sanders. They're very close. Obviously, teammates play beside each other there at Providence Day along the offensive line. But he's very thought out. He's very meticulous in the recruiting process. And he's not going to let one singular visit sway his entire recruiting process. But this visit mattered to him for Tennessee. And I think the Vols left the weekend in a really good spot. He's going to see Michigan this upcoming weekend, and that's a program that's very deep in his recruitment as well. You know, I think right now Tennessee is definitely one of the schools that's standing out right at the top for Leo Delaney.
Yep, Leo Delaney, obviously the connection there to Sanders, and boy, that'd be two really, really great hauls in terms of, you know, offensive tackle and offensive lineman in back-to-back classes. So one to keep an eye on there. Stay in 26, go to the defensive side of the football, cornerback Samari Matthews.
Yep, bucket list experience for Samari Matthews. And as another guy, you know, we talk about this a lot. We look back at 2022, and we've talked about that a lot on the show here, how those Florida and Alabama weekends mattered so much. Mm-hmm. It opened the door for Tennessee with a lot of guys. It opened the door for a Mike Matthews. It really surged you in the recruitments of Boo Carter, Marcus Gorry, and whatnot. But, you know, Tennessee has, you know, been well established with relationships with their top targets in 26 for some time. So Samari Matthews is a guy that you're not just getting to campus for the first or second time from North Carolina. He's probably been here six or seven times now. And this visit was one that really impressed him, really impressed his family. You know, if you go look at his Twitter feed over time, you see him talking about playing on an island, the way that, you know, programs don't even target them or their success rate when they do. Well, man, he saw Tennessee's quarterbacks play a really complete game on Saturday and do so, especially Jermaud McCoy against Ryan Williams. You know, that's something that stuck out in his mind. He's got a really strong comfort level here at Tennessee, and the Vols continue to impress him. You know, Clemson's in the mix. There's several schools in the mix for him because he's a long athletic cornerback that does a lot of things. But the Vols are one program that, you know, continues to make really nice strides with him.
Yep, Smoke Matthews, obviously a priority here in this class of 2026 for the University of Tennessee. And we've talked about him, and we'll continue to talk about him for quite some time. Let's go to, stay in the same class, let's go to the edge on the defensive front from Myers Park, a guy that Tennessee baseball really, really likes. We've talked about him before. And Ronnie Dunham, who was back on campus for the Bama game.
Yep, and Ronnie Dunham, you know, it feels like things with Rodney Dunham in Tennessee just continue to pick up each time we talk to him. We saw him in July. You saw him again when we were over in Charlotte. And then, you know, he's here this weekend. Every time we kind of talk to Rodney Dunham, it seems like Tennessee's steadily moving up. Tennessee really likes Rodney Dunham. You know, Coach Chop, Coach Garner, Coach Eckler, Coach Hobble, they're putting in the time to recruit a guy like Rodney Dunham. He's hearing from them on a consistent basis. That's very important to him. He loved the visit, you know, from the football side. He got to see a lot of James Pierce. That's something that he's been really excited to see. And James Pierce played really good football. I mean,
quote on James Pierce, I just saw his insane speed, his insane get off, how he got those two sacks. He's played great. I didn't expect to see anything less. I mean, he's James Pierce Jr. Obviously, like a role model for the guy from Charlotte.
Yeah. I mean, that's what that last piece is what stood out to me. I mean, when he says, I mean, he's James Pierce Jr. Like, what did you expect? Why did you even ask me this question?
Yeah.
You know, like, that's not how Rodney approaches it, because Rodney approaches everything really great and is really thought out. But Tennessee has done a really nice job with him. You know, there's a chance he could be back at some point in November. You know, he continues to be really impressed by Tennessee baseball. He at least wants to weigh that side of things out and kind of see if he can do both sports for maybe 1 year. We know it's really hard. He admits that it's really hard to try to do, but he wants to at least look at it. And Tennessee's one of those schools that is entertaining it. And, you know, obviously when you've got a national championship baseball team and a, you know, football team that is still alive and well in the college football playoff picture, you know, you've got some things going for you, you know, in a recruitment like that. And Tennessee continues to show really well for Rodney Dunham. It would be big if they could get him back in the month of November.
Yeah, it's tough too, because, I mean, think about this. During baseball season, like, or excuse me, during football season, you know, we're over there watching them scrimmage, you know, 3-4 times a week during this window. They're about to go play two exhibitions. And, you know, during baseball season, I mean, spring practice is very, very important, especially for young players. So it's very difficult. I know a lot of times, like Jameis Winston, there's been several others, don't get me wrong, but a lot of times they go over there, like if you're a pitcher, come in there, throw the back half of the bullpen, you don't throw an awful lot, you can kind of make it easier. But, you know, we'll see exactly kind of what transpires in that one. Let's go to another Rodney, and let's go to Rodney Colton, the South Carolina commit.
Yeah, back-to-back weekends, he made the trip up from Noonan, Georgia, and, I mean, I think Tennessee was really impressive to him during the Florida visit. And then, again, obviously, things line up during the Alabama visit. And I think Tennessee's one of the programs that's done a really nice job with him. I think Georgia's definitely in this one. Georgia's definitely working this one. And obviously South Carolina's just not going to let him ride off into the sunset and go to another school. They're doing a lot of really good things defensively this year, and they're continuing to recruit him really hard. But the relationship piece at Tennessee is starting to continue, or it's continuing to come together more, being around the staff more, being in that environment more. Rodney Colton really likes what he's continuing to see from Tennessee. You know, we'll see when he's back in town, but the Vols have made strides to be deep in this recruitment moving forward, you know, as he's continuing to keep, you know, an open mind to schools recruiting him that are not South Carolina.
Let's stay at linebacker, stay in the class of 26. Let's go down to Georgia and let's look at Caden Carter, who was on campus this past weekend.
Caden Carter's a guy that I think, you know, if you pull him up, you're not going to see a big star ranking or anything like that. He might not even be rated yet. I don't know if he got a bump yesterday in the new ratings or not. But I can tell you, many schools think Caden Carter is a dude. You know, this is a guy that sideline to sideline, long, can do a lot of things at linebacker. He's one that Tennessee likes. He admitted coming out of the visit that Tennessee was in my top three. They'd been in my top three. They've done a nice job recruiting me. They were probably number two for me before. They're number one now. You know, so Tennessee made really solid strides with Caden Carter. This is a recruitment I think that's going to just blow up as his junior film gets out. I think he's going to be a household name when the winter rolls around. But, you know, I think the Vols have, you know, done a nice job early. And this is something that Tennessee, I continue to think, Eric, and I don't know if I wrote this somewhere or not a little while back, but I don't think Tennessee gets enough credit at times for some of this. And actually, I think I did say this in a message board post, but, you know, during Trey Johnson's time as defensive scouting coordinator, Tennessee was early in a lot of recruitments.
Yeah.
If not first. More times than not, first SEC offer, more times than not, the first offer. And you already see it paying dividends on the field. Jeremiah Tealander, Tennessee was the first offer. You know, Tennessee got in there. Josh Josephs, Tennessee was recruiting him, you know, well before he started to blow up. He's making plays. Ricky Gibson, Tennessee survived the push from Georgia because they were so early in that one. I mean, Tennessee's defensive evaluations have been excellent. And, you know, you have to give that credit where it's due. And I think, again, with a guy like Caden Carter, there's a lot of reason to believe that his recruitment's going to continue to soar. Programs are entering the picture, you know, each and every week, but Tennessee's done a nice job, and now they're well-established in what could eventually turn into a national battle for a top linebacker, you know, prospect.
All right, grab your breath. Take a breath real quick. You've been going nonstop, just blowing through these names. Yeah. Here we got two more, two corners, all right? And back into it. Let's go to Justin Hopkins. What's the latest there with Tennessee and Hopkins?
Tennessee's done a nice job with Justin Hopkins over time. Been able to get him to campus. He's obviously a teammate of Ethan Utley.
Ensworth.
You know, at Ensworth, they have a really good rapport together. He saw a lot that he liked on the field on Saturday. He talked a lot about Boo Carter, former 7-on-7 teammate. You know, a guy that, you know, he thinks his game is similar to. They're similar to personality-wise. You know, he thinks he can play in and around the box and be really, you know, efficient in what he does. And he thinks he could kind of be the guy. And he said as much. I think I could be the guy that's next up after Boo. You know, and I think Tennessee, from Willie Martinez to Tim Banks to Josh Heupel, have done a really good job with Justin Hopkins to this point. You know, he's looking at a handful of schools and different schools for academics and, you know, football opportunity. But, you know, Tennessee made a strong impression yet again on Saturday night with Justin Hopkins. You know, he said right away after the game, the first person he saw from the coaching staff was, Josh Heupel. And, you know, he said he looked at me and he said, "Hop, there's no other place to be." You know, so like when you're celebrating a win like that and it's over in Alabama, like that resonates with the kids, that sticks with kids in their recruiting process. And, you know, Tennessee, you know, continues to do pretty well with the in-state cornerback.
Well, I mean, it's one thing to say, you know, we're going to do this. We need you to help be a part of this. It's another thing to say when you're there, look at what we're doing right now. You want to keep doing this? Come on down to Tennessee. I mean, it's quite the flex, quite the flex. Last one, let's touch on another cornerback, 26. Caden Harris, another in-state prospect.
Yep, another guy that Tennessee's done a nice job of getting to campus over time and recruiting and showing him how they can use him in their defense and, you know, kind of selling the vision of what they want. He's built a good relationship with Coach Willie Martinez, Coach Banks, Coach Heupel. Has good relationships with guys already on the team. And again, you could go every kid that checked into this visit and saw it, they all had a great visit. Like, how could you have not had a great visit on Saturday, right? You know, he had a great visit, and, you know, he'll potentially be back in November. That's something he would like, but he's going to see plenty of Tennessee in his recruiting process as the Vols continue to do a nice job there early on.
Matt, awesome job this past weekend. Now, it's Wednesday afternoon. It's when we release Trail Tidbits. You and AP already have just a flurry of recruiting stuff on the site already the first of this week. What do we have to look forward to maybe later today, tomorrow, this weekend? Obviously, no football game. So what recruiting stuff do we have to look forward to coming out from you guys?
Yeah, more updates from several of these guys that we just talked about. You can kind of, you know, hear what I told you about them in their own words. You know, AP has some stuff on Tyreek King. You know, and just continued follow-up from, you know, kind of what Tennessee had on campus on Saturday. There were so many recruits there. There's continuing to be so many guys that, you know, are just raving about Tennessee that the weekend is, you know, still very much on their mind. You know, so checking in with some guys that we didn't have a chance to catch up with right away and, you know, just kind of getting ready for another what should be action-packed war room.
Man, it just feels like deja vu, man. I know we touched on this on the rewind, so I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time, but it's like, you know, back when I was more hands-on recruiting before you joined the team and we got significantly better, just talking to these guys over the years, it's like, man, I was there for Florida. I was there for Alabama. What a scene. You know, it's those environments that care, and you mentioned it earlier here on Trail Tidbit, those environments carry so much weight, and here you are again. It's like, it's almost like, can I hit that reset button? So, obviously, Tennessee won those games. Tennessee showed out. Vol Nation showed out inside Neyland Stadium. I mean, there wasn't a better venue in all college football the last two weekends than in Neyland Stadium. And I thought that was, I mean, that play is just not only in the game, because it affected Jalen Milroe, it affected Alabama for sure.
Yep.
It plays a role in recruiting as well. So looking forward to the rest of the season, man. A couple more home games coming up later on after this bye week. And for continuous coverage, recruiting coverage, the best there is on the Tennessee Volunteers, follow Matt Ray and Austin Price, FallQuest.com. Every Wednesday, we do this thing called Trail Tidbits. Appreciate you guys for being here. Have a great rest of your Wednesday, everybody.